no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
I'm talking now with Juan Campos, another Australian, Salvadoran born, who's come to El Salvador as an observer of the elections, one of a large team of Australian observers. So
can you tell us why?
Because we believe in the changes in this country, El Salvador. Yeah, we need, and then we support it from there, and then we have to be here to see the historical moment, and the people, you know, tried to wait for many times, and this is the time we're going to win.
You tell me why this particular election is important. I mean, there are elections being held all over the world, and you've travelled quite a long way to observe it.
Yeah, you can see government, the present government, is been here for 20 years, and it's nothing happening, and they forgot about the, you know, the peace agreements, and this is the time we need this country, we really change it, and we support him from Australia, and we hope we're going to win, and that's why we're coming here to support, to be part of this history moment. I left El Salvador 25 years ago, was the civil war was in 1983. I come into Australia. Before I come into Australia, I spent 2 years in prison, like a political prisoner, and was at that time we are getting out from Amnesty International. And then found out it's very hard, like ex-prisoner of the war, to live in the city, and we had to go outside because the squad in that time was very active. It's looking for us everywhere we are hiding, and it's only a chance, and we are lucky to come into Australia. Yes.
So this must be quite a moving event for you.
Of course, this has changed my life and my family a lot. Because before, you know, when I was young, I was activist, and then at the last days of being in prison, and then the only chance to survive me and my family was get out of the country. And then, Australia was the country unlucky coming there, and still my family over there, yeah.
And I guess you've caught up with a few of the old comrades that you knew back in the early 80s.
Yes, we come in a few people together over there and start to working, making solidarity and asking for contact people to supporting us, to telling what's happened in that time here in the country, you know, about the human rights violation and about the political prisoners and about the civil war. And we have to telling everyone what happened, what are we left from this country.
Do you think a Funes government, will that bring in like profound changes? What sort of changes do you expect to see?
Yeah, the FMLN, we believe on the platform or the project the FMLN have for the presidential, like Maurice is going to develop that program. And we believe in that platform we cover what are the this country needed, like social justice, you know, like equity, and the avoid the system, like the, you know, liberalism is coming here, neoliberalism, and then doesn't coming any good for this country because it's you know, it's riches is like they don't care about the human rights, they don't care about people eating, they just want to exploit them, and they make more money. That's why the FMLN, we believe in the platform of the government, and we're supporting that. And Maurice is going to be the man leading us to the changes on this country.
Well, thank you very much for talking to Community Radio 1.
No problem. No pleasure.